Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Sometimes I have the illusion that everything is under control, and that is so addictive. And then I have a tight script of how things are supposed to be, and when they don't go that way, I get so frustrated. But I've been thinking lately about how that tight script and the image of things being under control, it's kind of deadening, because how we think about things can have a huge impact on our days. And if we think it's all going to go like it went yesterday, we miss a lot of possibilities. And if we're too attached to a script of what's real, we miss out on other things too. I've been listening to Dr. Ellen Langer and reading her book, Counterclockwise. Dr. Langer says, the past overly determines the future, and that's the part that's deadening. Look at the sky. If you've learned some constellations, like the Big Dipper, every time you look up there, you can see that. And it's really hard to draw new lines, to create a new image in the sky. Well, the same things happen to us in our day-to-day life. We see what we expect to see. There was a study early in Dr. Langer's career that led her to explore the psychology of possibilities and about how we view things can really affect not only our possibilities, but our well-being. This study challenges the notion that you can't turn back the hands of time, because what she did in 1979, she was curious about how perception affected physical health. So she advertised for men in their late 70s or early 80s to be in a study on reminiscing. She said as she interviewed these men, she sometimes wondered if they'd make it through the day, let alone the week, of this study that she was going to do. And she also says, remember, in 1979, 80-year-olds then were not like 80-year-olds now. These men, she said, were quite decrepit. Anyway, eight were assigned to a group that would go on retreat in a facility that was set up to be like 1959, 20 years earlier. And the first group was going to reminisce about movies and politics and sports from that era. But the experimental group was going to be sent back to that facility of 1959. And they were going to talk and act as if they were in 1959. They were surrounded by appliances, black and white TVs, images, magazines, movies, all from that 1959 era. What Dr. Langer wanted to explore was acting as if 1959 was your current present reality. Would that affect you in any way? Well, the study started sort of accidentally when she brought them there on the bus. Dr. Langer was the only person on the bus with the eight men. And she said, you know, I'm not carrying your suitcases in. You'll have to figure out how to get it in there, even if it means you carry a shirt at a time, push it, or whatever. She hadn't planned that at the start, but it was the start of them not being coddled. Both groups, both the group that reminisced and the group that acted as if it was 1959, had improvements in hearing, memory, and vision. The experimental groups, the one who acted as if they were in 1959, more so. For example, their intelligence test showed a 63% improvement compared to the control group. The joints were more flexible, dexterity improved from 1 week of acting like they were in 1959. Then they asked folks who were unaware of the study to compare the photographs of pictures of the men taken at the beginning of the study and at the end and tell them which one was the younger version of the man. They all picked the photograph at the end of the week and said that was the younger version of the man. Blows my mind to think about how pretending you're in 1959, pretending you're 20 years earlier, can have that kind of effect on your physical well-being. So all this leads me to think, okay, spend a little bit more time noticing how I'm making sense of things and try to look at things differently. Like if I'm going on a walk, find five new things. Get beyond taking things for granted. What Dr. Langer is showing in that study, Counterclockwise, maybe the things we take for granted aren't the only reality available.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.